Well, I'm just leaving the main entrance of Hinchinbrook Hospital, and I've walked through the cloud of smoke that the smokers congregating by hospital exits are always surrounded by, and walk into the car park where my car is parked in the extortionate and overpriced hospital car park. I wouldn't mind so much if the monies was going towards making a nicer, cleaner hospital, but just visited Grandad John Smith. If you go back through my audio booze and search Driving the Beatles, I think it is, he used to be the chauffeur for Ringo Starr and has driven all the Beatles at some point, but at the moment he's not doing any driving. He's mainly trying to do some recovering after, excuse the loud noise as I close the car door, he's trying to do some recovering, having had a heart rate of 160 plus the other night and getting rushed in. He's already had a quadruple heart bypass operation and a heart attack after that. In fact, he's got such an incredible list of ailments, illnesses and injuries that he has sustained and got over, that it's pretty amazing that he's made it to 80 years as he is now. But he's telling me that the experience here in Hinchinbrook Hospital is not a good one. Although he did have a really nice food, he said it's the best, yesterday was the best hospital food he'd ever had. And he has been in a lot of hospitals. I said it must be the weekend chef, because he was dreading it when we were picking the menu yesterday. It was like, well, that's going to be crap, that's going to be rubbish, that's going to be inedible. But it was all edible, he says. And for someone who hasn't eaten proper, wholesome food in any way other than energy, kind of milky energy drinks for the last 2 weeks, to suddenly eat solid food and keep it down, that's great. So let's not knock the kitchens. They did something right yesterday, but the hospital is pretty filthy. Walking through it, you feel like you're walking through a partly abandoned hospital from the film 48 Hours. And it's grubby. And he says he doesn't think the toilet's ever been cleaned. He doesn't know if he hasn't seen anybody in his ward in the days that he's been have a bed bath. And a lot of them aren't hardly able to do anything for themselves. So where are they washing? Are they just expecting you to wash yourself? And he's been in the critical care unit as well as a kind of normal ward now. While I'm sat there, there's flies flying around our head, and there's a naked man walking to and from the toilet, and he's normally muttering military stories as if he's still in the war. This isn't a mental ward, this is a normal ward. And his tackle's hanging out, and he's, I don't know what he's doing, but nobody seems to be paying any attention to him. And then there's Grandad John sat there, very polite, very composed, a proper gentleman. Obviously just telling me the truth as to how he feels, that this place is desperately run down, and if it is going to be taken over by some private company soon, either they're going to try to cut corners and the place is going to get worse, or they'll knock it down to the ground and start again. But whatever happened to the NHS? Got to be really, really thankful for the fact that we don't have to pay for stuff. But it is slightly worrying when, you know, and I've been to some third world countries and seen some pretty grotty hospital conditions. Here in civilised England, we are infinitely better off, but there seems to be a massive difference in the standards from one town to the next. And it'd be nice if you could just do clean. I'm not talking about posh gadgets and tech. I've been to some really, really basic countries, but they've got the cleanliness down. The hand bottles on the wall, they don't have any juice in for you to disinfect yourself as you're leaving and entering. And, you know, I mentioned it to the nurses, and yeah, they'll get on it. But cleanliness should be the minimum requirement for these places. Let's hope he recovers soon and gets back on his feet so he can walk out of there back to his much tidier little flat.